Starting next year, recreational pot stores will be open for business all over the state of Washington. State officials say the city of Kent could have three, but now it looks like they won't have any. And here's why. Last year, the Kent City Council banned medical marijuana collective gardens, and now the city is applying that same ban to recreational pot stores. Pat Fitzpatrick is Kent's acting city attorney. I asked if he urged the council to extend that ban.
No, the city attorney's office didn't recommend that to the city council. We did explain to the city council that the effect of not taking any action with regard to recreational marijuana would result in a ban based on the way our current code is structured, but we did not make a recommendation either way.
Is the intent here to keep recreational marijuana pot stores from opening in Kent?
Well, the city council set a policy when it was dealing with the medical marijuana side of the marijuana issue, I guess, and its policy was that it did not want the medical marijuana retail outlets in the city of Kent. And the way that our code is structured is such that the recreational marijuana stores will not be permitted. So I think the intent is simply at this point that the council wants to keep things status quo and that there will not be marijuana retail in the city of Kent.
Does the ban extend to cannabis processing or cannabis growing within the Kent city limits?
It does. As our code is currently structured, yes, it does.
The Department of Justice seems to be saying Washington's legalization can go ahead as long as the cannabis doesn't fall into kids' hands, as long as the marijuana grown in Washington state doesn't seep into other states, and a few other conditions. What's the issue here?
Well, you know, as far as my office is concerned, we just enforce the laws. We don't set the policy. So I think that's a question better geared toward our council. I can tell you, though, that, you know, my perception, based on what I am seeing going on in, for example, the city of Auburn, where they just passed a moratorium, Federal Way did as well, and I've heard of other cities taking that action. I just think that cities don't want to be first in this process. It's a huge experiment, if you will, and I think the general feeling is that, you know, no city wants to be the first one to step forward here. So that's not necessarily the situation in Kent, but I think it's an explanation for what you're seeing happening in quite a few jurisdictions around the state.
The idea being, let some other cities go ahead with this first, and we'll see how it works out before we begin to allow it.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what about the other side of this? Are there any people who are planning to open up recreational cannabis stores in Kent or other facilities who have been calling your office saying, hey, what's going on here?
Actually, not that I am aware of, not yet. I think it's so early in the process yet that we have not been seeing those kind of inquiries yet. I think people have been waiting for the Liquor Control Board to finish their process. I'm sure that we're going to see them. There's no doubt in my mind, but none as of yet.
Are you concerned, Pat, at all that people who do want to open stores or processing areas will sue the city over this ban?
Absolutely, yes.
You think you'll be vulnerable to the kind of lawsuit?
I truly believe that this issue is going to be settled in the court. It's extraordinarily complicated. You have a state law system that conflicts with a federal law system. And then in smack dab in the middle of this are cities like the city of Kent and like other cities in Washington. Unfortunately, I think the cities are left with the prospect of having to deal with these issues in court as city councils have to make extremely difficult policy decisions that they've never had to confront in the past. So, you know, I do think Kent and other cities are vulnerable to legal challenge. I would also note that even in on the medical marijuana side of this, where, you know, certain cities such as Seattle have been very open to the medical marijuana, they've been sued by the very people they've been open to. So this is just an area that's extraordinarily complicated from a legal perspective, and I do anticipate that we will be subject, not necessarily Kent, but a city will be subject to a lawsuit, and this issue will be settled in the courts.
Pat Fitzpatrick is Kent's acting city attorney, and Kent is already in court over their previous ban on medical marijuana collective gardenings. Pat was telling me that he feels as though it's the cities in Washington state that may be litigating this now that the state law is allowing recreational marijuana.